الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا وكريمنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise, complete glory and total submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our most benevolent, most generous, most kind and forgiving and merciful Lord, the one who bestowed upon us the beautiful and sacred month of Ramadan, within which we gathered all of the treasures of mercy, of forgiveness and pardon. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, most beloved, the prestigious messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his purified and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious and noble companions, and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this noble day of Jumu'ah. And the way that we are gathered here today, may Allah azza wa jal gather us and unite us again in Jannatul Firdaus, insha'Allah, Ul Aziz. Today, alhamdulillah, is the day of Eid. Eid for our brothers who are celebrating it today, but also Eid because the day of Jumu'ah is described by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as a day of Eid, a day of happiness where we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day which returns week upon week. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the multiple Eids today and also for the Eid tomorrow, insha'Allah al-Aziz, and we ask Allah azza wa jal to bless us all, to forgive us all, to pardon us all, and most importantly, to accept all of our good deeds during the days and nights of Ramadan. Ameen. The beautiful days and nights of Ramadan for us have almost come to an end. We're at the very precipice, at the very end of the month of Ramadan. For the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that look for the moon on the 29th night, and if you do not see it, then complete the 30 days. So alhamdulillah, today we are completing the 30th fast of the month of Ramadan. But before we complete the remaining few hours of Ramadan, we must not become heedless. And we must not now give up. We must continue to strive and strive hard and continue to devote ourselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to remind ourselves that the Rabb, Rabbul Alameen, who was there at the beginning of Ramadan and who is there even now, is the same Rabb that we worship. And he will also be there and forever be there outside the month of Ramadan as well. So our efforts, our dedication, our striving, our jihad, the way that it was inside the month of Ramadan, must continue outside of Ramadan if we are true to who we are. If we are truly grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with in the month of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran reminds us, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To complete the period, because these were أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً, these were limited days given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as these precious gifts. Whether they were 29 for some or 30 for others, but they are nevertheless limited days which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to complete. So we can't pack up our bags after the 21st night or the 23rd, the 25th, or supposedly the 27th night of Qadr, or the 29th night. We must see it to its end, until the very end, until we come to the day of Eid al-Fitr. We must complete those days as prescribed by Allah Azza wa Jal, and continue to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That way we glorified Him in Salatul Tasbih, the way that we glorified Him in Salatul Taraweeh, in Qiyamul Layl, in Salatul Duha, in Tahajjud, in all of our ibadat. This is the same Lord we must continue to glorify, to praise, to submit and surrender to, because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who guided us to this beautiful month of Ramadan, and guided us through this month of Ramadan. And it is the same Lord who will continue to guide us outside the month of Ramadan. But we need to make sure that our hearts are aligned, and we are truly guided, and we take the guidance from the month of Ramadan, and continue to remain steadfast outside of Ramadan. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Perhaps you will be grateful for the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you. Perhaps you will be grateful for the transformation that has occurred within you, in your akhlaq, in your character, in your af'al, in your a'mal. And if you are grateful for all of this change, then you will continue with this beautiful change and continue to flourish and continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are truly grateful for the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. And therefore we abundantly praise, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His infinite favors upon us, that are around us, that are within us, everything that we know and that we do not know. This is all from the ni'm of Allah Azza wa Jal, for His blessings and for the opportunities, because some of us who started the month of Ramadan are no longer, unfortunately, with us. Those who were with us last year were not able to see this beautiful month of Ramadan. So every day, every night was a great opportunity of mercy, of forgiveness, of pardon, of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what great opportunities there were indeed, in which we sought the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We reminded ourselves that Allah azza wa jal says, Inni qareeb, indeed I am the most closest to you, more closer to us than our own whispers, than our own nafs, than ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the closest to us. He knows what is within us to the deepest parts of who we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mujib, the one who not only listens, but rather the one also who answers our call. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been listening to our pleads, to our invocations throughout the days and nights of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has undoubtedly been blessing us. In this month we have achieved so much purification, not just of the body by our abundant wudu, but also the purification of our heart, which is the most important part of who we are, because it is the heart and that soundness and its purity that will enable us to enter into the gardens of paradise. Illa man ata Allaha biqalbin salim, a sound purified heart, a sound and a purified soul. And this is what we have been doing, going through the cycle of day and night, very much like a washing machine, and cycling ourselves, washing and purifying ourselves and our actions to get purer and being worthy of being able enter into the gardens of paradise. We have been seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we were not compelled, not forced in any way or manner to worship Allah azza wa jal. Who knew whether you were fasting or not? Who cared whether you prayed witr or not, or taraweeh or not? No. But you did it, not because you were compelled or forced, but you did it out of sheer love, out of sheer devotion, out of sheer sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is this love which brings us closer to Allah azza wa jal. It is because of that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our infinite shortcomings and our failings and our ma'asiyat and our sins. All of the things that we do for the 11 months throughout the year, in spite of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sees us turn to Him, when He sees us do tawbah, when He sees us do istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy overcomes His wrath and His anger. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, without a doubt encompasses every single thing. And we were there seeking His salvation, His pardon, and seeking the beauty, the majesty of Laylatul Qadr, the majesty to transform ourselves, the Qadr to transform our our fate and our future, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So this entire month was a beautiful month, and may we all complete this month in the best of manners. The same rigor, the same focus and determination that we began with, we must also equally seal this month in the same manner as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And in this, let the competitors compete. And this was an epic month, as I said in one of my dars after Taraweeh. The entire month of Ramadan is not just a month of fasting, not just a month of qiyam, not just a month of tilawah, but it is a month of competition where we are all competing for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, all competing for the treasures and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَارِعُوا. And we're all running and competing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam equally teaches us a very important reminder that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. That yes, in the month of Ramadan, we have been going beyond our normal capacities. Perhaps we've been firing on 2 cylinders or 4 cylinders or 8 cylinders, depending on your capacity. We have been pushing ourselves. But outside the month of Ramadan, generally we tone it back down and we go back to that 1 cylinder, or perhaps, you know, even less than that. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to be in this particular state all the time. If you can, subhanallah. But what Allah azza wa jalla loves more than you firing on all cylinders is for you to be consistent in your ibadah, in your worship, in your devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the most beloved actions to Allah azza wa jalla are the ones which are the continuous actions, the perpetual actions, the consistent actions. And this is something that we need to carry forth outside the month of Ramadan. Those continuous actions as much as we can, even though they may be small. You won't have to pray 20 raka'at of Taraweeh, but still pray something. You won't have to recite the entire Qur'an in 30 days, but still continue to recite something. You don't have to give so much sadaqat and khairat, but outside the month of Ramadan, continue to give something. This is what is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what was beloved to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So please don't forget this outside the month of Ramadan. And we also remember the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he reminds us, Ya musarrif al-qulub, ثبت قلبي على طاعتك. And other narrations, ala dinik and ala muhabbati rasulik. That, O turner of hearts, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who turned us away from the dunya into his noble home, into the masjid. Took us away from the TV and the social media and placed us in front of the Qur'an. He took us away from socializing from our friends and took us and made us stand in qiyamul layl. It is Allah azza wa jal who enables our heart to turn in his ta'ah, in his obedience, in his worship. And this is a dua that we must abundantly recite outside the month of Ramadan. O Allah, the way that you turn my heart in the month of Ramadan, O Allah, enable me to remain firm upon this, firm upon your obedience, firm upon your worship and your devotion. This is that dua that you need to ask, which is essentially asking for steadfastness, istiqamah, outside the month of Ramadan. So we need to invest our remaining few hours that we have here on this particular day in the devotion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Not go running around and doing other things, but these last few moments perhaps could be those moments within which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed His forgiveness for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed His pardon for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed perhaps the success for you in your deen and your dunya. You do not know that. Nobody can guarantee, not me or anybody else in the world can guarantee, that just because you fasted these days, everything has been accepted, or your du'as in the first ashra, or the middle, or the last have been accepted. No. You continue until the very last moment. And this is how Muslims live, that we don't just do something and say, that's it. No, until our very last breath, we continue to strive in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just in the month of Hajj, not just in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, not just in the month of Ramadan, but every single breath we breathe for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We struggle in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. We do jihad. We struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we do that sincerely, as we have done so in the month of Ramadan, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that He will grant us ease. He will grant many, many opportunities opportunities and many openings for us to enable us to remain steadfast in the way to continue for our jihad in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard reminds us that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِمِهَا. And this is a very important reminder for us all, because at the beginning of Ramadan we had the best and the most pure and sincere of intentions, but towards the end it kind of becomes more and more diluted or more and more weaker. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that your deeds are judged not just by their intentions, but also based on how you seal your deeds, how you complete your deeds as well. So in the final day, the final hours of Ramadan, make sure that you continue in your ta'ah of Allah Azza wa Jal, in your devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal, in your dhikr and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just waste your deeds in unnecessarily backbiting and gossiping and doing other things and just talking about who's right and who's wrong. Alhamdulillah, we are part of the same ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The ummah has this wus'ah, the fiqh has this wus'ah to allow different eids on different days based on principles, not just whim, but on principles. So we should unify ourselves rather than say, you're this and you're this and you're that. We are all part of the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We all the ibadur rahman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one simple example that I want to share of the importance of how we seal our deeds. There was, on the morning of the Battle of Uhud, which we know was a very, very big battle for Islam and Muslims, on the morning of the Battle of Uhud, a person came and he embraced Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the morning, so he had not read Fajr. He had come after Fajr and embraced Islam at the hands of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he partook in the battle of Uhud with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he was martyred. He became a shaheed in that battle. And Zuhur had not yet come. So look at this person. He was not a Muslim before Fajr. After Fajr he became a Muslim. He partook in the jihad in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he died before Salatul Zuhur. He had not prayed any salah whatsoever, but he had strived in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had wholeheartedly said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And look at the maqam that he received. He was classified as a shaheed in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not just how you have lived your life, but it's how you seal your life as well. And this is why Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would always do this dua, which is recorded in the Quran. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Yes, we may stray along the way in our lifetime. Our iman may fluctuate as we have fluctuated during the days and nights of Ramadan. In the first 10 days, mashallah, the three halls were full. But then, as you know, it kind of diminished slowly, and then towards the last few days it came back up again. This is just part and parcel of human nature, but it is how we seal our deeds. Look at how this individual sealed his life, and he gave his life in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he became a shaheed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sure you also seal your deeds in the last day, in the last few hours of Ramadan, in the best of manners. Ibn al-Jawzi, he mentions that when the racehorse knows it is nearing, our Pakistani people, they like their katte and their dans, etc., and they like racing them. But the Arabs used to like racing their horses and their camels. So he mentions that when the racehorse knows it's nearing the end of the track, it exerts all of its effort to win the race, life at the right last moment. So if we didn't do well at the beginning of Ramadan or in the middle of Ramadan, perhaps now we need to exert our remaining ounce of energy, focus and determination, and make sure we reach the finishing line with the best capacity that we have. So don't waste these final few hours. This is very important for us to be focused. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He uses many, many adjectives. He describes the mu'mineen in many, many different ways, in many, many different qualities. He uses active nouns and verbs to describe His people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various parts of the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَهَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ أَوْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ أَوْ الَّذِينَ هُمْ fi salatihim da'imun, etc. All of these descriptions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses are active descriptions of who true Muslims are. They're not just Muslims who just say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah and that's it. They're not just those who just do the bare minimum, but we are active Muslims. We are Muslims who are constantly learning and striving and doing things, not just in the month of Ramadan, more importantly outside the month of Ramadan as well. We establish and maintain the salah and we give our zakah. We do jihad in the way of Allah. We migrate away from all of the sin, from all of the evil and go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We carry out righteous deeds continuously as much as we can. We hold on fast to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. We maintain the zakat and we establish our salah and make sure we perpetuate our salah to the best of our ability. And when we do that on a continuous basis, not just in Ramadan, but outside the month of Ramadan, then what will our reward be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also describes this in the Quran, that when we, His people, the ibad al-Rahman, when they enter into the gardens of paradise, what will the angels say? The angels will say, salam. Salamun alaykum udkhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'malun. Salam upon you, peace upon you, blessings upon you. Enter into the gardens of paradise. Why? Because of what you used to do during your life. Not just what you used to say, not just what you used to write, etc., but because of your actions. Our deen is a deen of action. It's not just a deen of sitting down and saying things, but no, we actually do those things. We support our masjid, we support our community, we support one another, we support our deen of Islam, we support ourselves by doing things, not just saying things and sitting down. We will be there and it will be told, it will be said to us, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Now sit down and relax and enjoy the beauties and the wonders of Jannah, because of the things that you used to do. And this is the month of Ramadan where we have learned so many new things and we must continue outside of Ramadan with all of those great actions as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you read the entire Quran, He never just isolates or, you know, just praises just a momentary form of worship. Or you've just done a little bit tika, that's fine, I'm really, really happy with you. No. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, da'imun. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran. He loves those people because of their consistent lifestyle. Not just a Muslim for the month of Ramadan. Not just a Muslim for the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Not just a lover of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. No. Consistent, perpetual Muslims throughout the entire year, maintaining their salah, giving their zakah and fasting and doing all of those things. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, for our lifestyles to be consistent. So Ramadan has reintroduced us to the beauty of ibadah, to the lazza, to the shawq of ibadah, to enjoying ibadah, to tasting the sweetness of ibadah. And now we need to make sure that we continue with the same passion, with the same zeal, with the same enthusiasm outside the month of Ramadan. As I said at the beginning, He is the Rabbul Arsh, and He is the Rabbul Maghribi wal Mashriq. He is the Rabb of the East and the West. He is the Rabbul Alameen of the entire year, of all of the months. So not just the Rabb of the month of Ramadan where we focus, but no, He's the Rabb of all of time. And we must therefore continue with the same enthusiasm, determination, and focus outside the month of Ramadan. I'll give you a simple example. Imagine all of us, we go to work. And imagine out of 5 days of work, only one day we went there with a great enthusiasm and focus and determination. And the other 4 days we were like, oh, can't be bothered. How long would you last in that job? You wouldn't last very long. Imagine you as a married couple, you only be nice to your wife, or your wife is only nice to you in the honeymoon period, and after that, I can't be bothered. Why do I have to do this, 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 this? That marriage would not last. You go to school, you educate yourself, and you only take notes once a week. How will you succeed in your examinations? You won't. Everything in life requires consistency from you, requires your determination and your focus in order for you to succeed. Otherwise, without that commitment, you will fail in all aspects of the dunya. So why is it that we do not apply the same principle in our deen? If you want to succeed, then you have to show show your commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your commitment not just in the month of Ramadan, not just in the month of Rabiul Awwal or the month of Zulhijjah, but continuously show your enthusiasm and your commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nobody knows when their soul will be taken away. And would you like to be taken by Allah azza wa jal in a state of heedlessness, in a state of ghafla, in a state of sedentary, in a state of just sitting down and not caring? Or in a state of ibadah, in a state of focus and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember that hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ, the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْقَلْ, are those which are consistent and perpetual. So we must consistently remain Muslims the way we were in the month of Ramadan, outside the month of Ramadan, consistently show our commitment of Islam and Ihsan in every single aspect of our lives outside the month of Ramadan as well. And for this, I have a very, very simple suggestion for all of you, a proposal, which is a 10% maintenance plan post-Ramadan. All of us maintain our cars once a year. For those people, our taxi drivers, bichare, they have to do it twice a year with their MOTs. And other people, we all have some maintenance to do, whether within the home or our own health or things that are around us. We have to maintain things. Otherwise, they naturally deteriorate. They do not work with their full efficiency. So this is something that we need to just take upon ourselves outside month of Ramadan, which is very simple, the 10% maintenance plan post-Ramadan. What did we do in the month of Ramadan? We fasted for how many days, alhamdulillah? 30 days. And we did Qiyam for these 29 nights. And inshallah, tonight as well, we will continue in our own individual capacities. We recited the Quran abundantly. We gave charity as much as we could. We improved our akhlaq. We reached perhaps the highest level of our iman and our ibadah in this particular month, outside all of the remaining months. But so why is it that outside the month of Ramadan, we take that 100% or perhaps that 90 or 80% that you are giving, and then we go back down all the way to zero? At least, yaro, come on, bhaiyo, even my brothers and sisters, we can at least do 10%. If you can give Allah 50%, if you can give Allah 80% in the month of Ramadan, which you have been giving, you know, you left work, you came home and you did your taraweeh. You left everything, even your children and your family, your community, and you engaged yourself in so much ibadah. If you did 70, 80%, why can we not do at least 10% outside the month of Ramadan? So we fasted for 30 days, and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teaches us that if you fast just for 3 days every month, if you just fast for 3 days every month in a year, that's 36 days only, then you will receive the reward of fasting the entire year. This is the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every fast that you take, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes your face away from the fire of Jahannam by 70 years. 70 times 36 or 365, you've got 25,550 years away from the fire of Jahannam just by fasting these 3 days. And three, for those who are good with their maths, the 3 days are just 10% of the 30 days of Ramadan that you were fasting. So if you did 30, yaro, you can do 3 outside the month of Ramadan, which is just 10%. And if you are going to fast, inshallah, fast on the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of each Islamic lunar month. This is where the greater reward is. Alternatively, you can fast any day, or you can choose the Monday and the Thursday. But do fast those 3 days, which is just 10% of what you were giving Allah Azza wa Jalla in the month of Ramadan. You can do that outside. We did 20 raka'at of Salatul Taraweeh each and every night. And 10% of 20 raka'at is just 2. So each day, my dear brothers and sisters, take time out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to your fara'id and Salatul Duha in the morning, or perhaps Qiyamul Layl or Tahajjud, just get up and pray those 2 raka'at, and this will be better for you than everything else. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala mentions that the best salah after the fard salah is the qiyam that you do in the middle of the night. Or the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala mentions that if you read 2 raka'at of Duha, which is in the morning after the sun has risen, then that will be as though you are giving charity for the 360 joints in your body in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, 2 raka'at is nothing. 3 fasts in the month of, outside the month of Ramadan is nothing. In the month of Ramadan, we were at least, for those people who alhamdulillah did the takmeel of the Quran, khatm al-Quran, they were reciting at least 20 pages a day. If there's 600 pages in the Quran, depending on how many lines there is, 20 pages a day roughly you were doing. 10% of 20 pages is just 2 pages a day. And remember, every single letter is 10 hasanat from Allah Azza wa Jal. Alif, Lam, Mim is not just one word. Alif is one, Lam is one, Mim is one. You're getting 30 hasanat just for reciting this. So why can we not do 2 pages a day? If that just basically comes down to 5 lines per salah. If you do 5 lines with each salah, you'll have 2 pages a day. That's just barely 10% of what you were giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. How much charity did we give? Alhamdulillah, you donated so generously in the month of Ramadan at so many occasions, nationally and internationally as well. Some of us gave us 100, some of us gave us 1,000. We can very easily, very comfortably maintain 10% of charity outside the month of Ramadan. So don't just wait for Ramadan to come and do all of these things. You can physically carry and spiritually carry the entire blessings of Ramadan with you for the entire year just by maintaining this 10% post-Ramadan plan. Will you do it? Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. So please keep these blessings of Ramadan with you. Remain firmly connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with our beautiful deen, with the beautiful messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep connected with our ummah. And remember, inshallah, for tomorrow, the Eid al-Fitr sunnahs, wake up early. Don't miss Fajr. There's no point coming to Eid if you're not going to pray Fajr. So wake up early, pray your Fajr, make sure you take ghusl, do your miswak, groom to the best of your ability, and wear perfume before you come to the masjid. Wear your best clothes, and the sunnah is to eat something sweet before you come to the masjid as well. So whether it's rasmalai or halwa, whatever it is, eat something sweet before you come to the masjid, and make sure, if you haven't already done so, discharge your sadaqatul fitr, your zakatul fitr before the Eid Salah, and the route that you take back home, make sure you change it. Visit the sick, visit the elderly, visit your friends and your family, and also those people who have passed away, and do dua for them all, and recite the takbir gently before you come to the masjid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And for our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, it's highly recommended for them to also participate in their Eid Salah as well. For those who are able to do so, and they're pure and they're able to do so, they should come and they should participate. And for those who are unable to participate in the Salah, they should still come and participate in the happiness, in the dua, and the festivities of Eid al-Fitr as well. So please do remember all of these things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khaira. Bi kuch chand actually bahut sare elanat hain aap hazrat samat